You're listening to SBS.
Unscripted, untamed, unforgettable.
Launch season 4, the Arctic. Nothing can prepare you for this.
10 brave souls, far from home, close to freezing.
It's a whole new frontier.
Oh my God!
The absolutely real.
Cold like this can kill you.
Reality series.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Alone Australia. Streams 15th of July on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Robin Donning.
Coming up, record new car sales, soft US jobs numbers and the ASX surges. Details next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 3rd of July 2026. It's a day where the Australian share market surged, the S&P ASX 200 up 1.37%. We'll have the details with Isaac Poole from Ascalon Capital in a few moments, including what he's telling his clients. But first, despite cost of living pressures, Australians are flocking to the new car market like never before. Combined data from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries and the Electric Vehicle Council shows more than 140,000 new vehicles were sold in June. That is a monthly record high. Two battery electric vehicles and two utes made up the top four, representing what could be a structural shift in the sector. The top selling car was the Tesla Model Y, more than 8,000 of them sold, followed by 6,000 Ford Rangers. Following that, the Toyota Hilux and BYD C-Lion 7. So for more, I spoke with Tony Webber. He's the CEO of the FCAI. So Tony, Australia's recorded its strongest month ever for new vehicle sales. What's driving it?
Well, it is the most remarkable figure that I've ever seen in this job, that we sold more vehicles in June 2026 than in the whole history of the Australian car market. And I think it can only be driven by one thing, and that's the high level of competition in the Australian market. And this is despite the fact that we have a cost of living crisis in this country.
How do you explain that, though? So if a lot of people are under the pressure financially, why are they looking to buy new vehicles? I've once been told by economists that the level of new car sales in this country is reflective of the way of where we are in the economy.
So I think there's a bit of a two-speed economy out there to some degree. Don't forget, there's 28 million Australians. We sold 140,000 cars. So for a lot of people, there's a cost of living crisis there at the moment. But for those who can afford to buy a new vehicle, there are good deals on offer. And 140,000 Australians took advantage of those good offers last month.
To what extent has there been a shift, though, to battery electric vehicles, for example? Because, yes, it does follow a period of high petrol prices, which have come down over the past few months. Is there a structural shift?
I think there's two elements to this question. One is there is a structural shift. People are seeing that EVs operate successfully in the marketplace and the advantage of buying an EV. I think there's also been a move to EVs because of the increase in petrol and diesel prices out of the conflict in the Middle East. And whilst that will come back, I think, over time, there will be that ongoing structural adjustment where people have moved to EVs and will continue to buy EVs into the future.
China accounted for 36% of sales. Japan and Thailand are also big sources. What does that say about the kind of cars Aussies are demanding?
I think if you look back over the last two decades, Australians have predominantly purchased cars that were made in Asia, and that trend just continues today. What we have seen in the last 18 months has been the rise of Chinese vehicles, but still the underlying issue is that the vast majority of vehicles on Australian roads are Asian built.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
The SBS Football Corner delivers the biggest stories from the 2026 FIFA World Cup in just 3 minutes every day. Dramatic goals, breakout stars, and all the tournament drama you need to stay across every match. An essential daily listen for football fans who don't want to miss a moment. Find it on the SBS audio app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Tony Webber there from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries. Let's go from the car market to the share market, where it had a strong finish to the week. The S&P ASX 200 surging 1.4%. That's as gold miners rally Newmont up 5%. Healthcare also did well. The likes of CSL, ResMed and Cochlear all climbing by at least 3.5%. The banks were mixed, but utilities were weak again. For more on the day's market action, including a closer look at international shares, I spoke with Isaac Poole. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Ascalon Capital. So, Isaac, a great day for the local share market. It followed softer than expected jobs numbers in the US overnight. So to what extent does that ease the pressure on the U.S. bring down inflation, which is above 4% in the US?
It really has been a focus on inflation for the Fed since new Chair Walsh joined. I think that that slightly weaker than expected jobs numbers does mean that they've got scope to leave rates on hold for a much longer period of time. That has taken a little bit of pressure off them to hike, and you've seen that in rates markets where pricing for a rate hike has come off. But I don't think it's going to change the discussion and dissent that you're likely to see at the Fed at the next meeting, because inflation is still too high for them to walk away from that commitment to get it lower. So overall, I think you're going to see that robust discussion taking place, and markets will continue to try and gauge what the Fed's going to do.
Yeah, speaking of markets, the reaction's been quite well. Isn't that one of the reasons why we've seen the Australian share market do well today, perhaps?
Absolutely. And not just Australia, but across the region, you've seen that real strength come through because markets were worried that the Fed would hike not just once, but maybe two or three times this year. And that has caused a lot of volatility in markets. So just removing perhaps the risk of those really strong rate hikes has given a boost to the market.
You mentioned regional markets. What's your take on global equities at the moment? We saw Germany's DAX hit a record high overnight in Europe, in tech heavy. But South Korea's KOSPI, it's up by 150% over the past year.
It's volatility. I think that is definitely what you're seeing across global equity markets. And it's a reflection of a few key issues. One is geopolitics. The next is growth and inflation and what that means for, number three, central banks. Are they going to hike? Are they going to be able to remain on pause? And you throw into the mix there this ongoing uncertainty around artificial intelligence and how that will drive earnings and how that will drive productivity. It's a really difficult mix for investors to pick up on and price. And so I would say looking out over the next 6 months, the one thing you can hang your hat on is that we will continue to see volatility across equity markets.
So if we're going to continue to see volatility, what are you telling your clients then? And are there opportunities for investors?
There are opportunities. And we really think about opportunities across asset classes, and that equity part of a diversified portfolio looks volatile, but it has been moving upwards over the last couple of years. It's in the fixed income sleeve where we think there's lots of opportunities to get it right, be discerning across the different types of fixed income, lock in yields at higher levels, build in some downside protection and protect portfolios across that volatility.
That is speaking right there Isaac Poole from Ascalon Capital. And he wraps up the podcast for this Friday. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating, review and subscribe. And don't forget, you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition on SBS World News. The podcast returns on Monday, drops after the market close, after the Socceroos game on Saturday morning. Catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
In football, sometimes the biggest stories aren't on the pitch. They're personal. I'm Paolo Gallo, host of Route 26, a new podcast from SBS about the moments that change how people see the game. I sit down with football lovers to hear about the matches and memories that stay with them long after the final whistle. Listen to Route 26 wherever you get your podcasts.